Well, our concern is still, and we just keep coming back, the foundation of this is there needs to be an investigation. It needs to be from somebody outside the legislative process. Independent counsel would do it. They could hire the technical specialists that they need. And I just think that the longer this goes on, you know, the more of a political shuffling is what it is. There's 90% politics in this and maybe 10% substance to it. But unfortunately, Maryland taxpayers have had to foot the bill. And I just keep coming back to what I've advised the chairman. This is what needs to happen. There's work that needs to happen in the legislature. As far as I'm concerned, members of the legislature, there's so much information to go through on this that I don't think any of us here are expert enough to really dissect what went wrong and what needs to be done to fix it.
You get the sense you'll never get those answers?
Oh, eventually the answers will come out. The probability is that they won't be timely. The other hope that I had by having outside counsel is if something else is discovered in the process that needs a legislative remedy, then let it happen while we're in session, much like we did with that very first bill for helping families that have been harmed. So we'll see. And I have just re-advised the chairman and the president of the Senate, this is the course of action that needs to be taken. And it seems like every time we turn around, there's been another change. The legislature has not had full information divulged to that. That's part of the problem. You know, there were problems with this whole thing, and no one communicated that up the food chain. And from that aspect, you know, there needs to be some accountability.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Good.